Holiday lights can transform the mundane into magic in deep winter. NPR's Brian Mann visited a light display in New York's Adirondack Mountains that also weaves in the enchantment of music, dark woods, and fresh snow.
I'm walking down a bridge that in the summertime would be going along the edge of a little pond here, but now it's covered in ice and snow, and the bridge is just completely decked in white lights.
Night comes early here in the north. It's already pitch black. In the distance, I can see the Wild Center. It's a nature museum in Tupper Lake, New York. But this glowing path leads the other direction, into the trees.
We're standing in the middle of a snow-covered forest.
That's my friend Catherine Seidenberg, who's sharing the walk. We look up at big white pines, their trunks wrapped in blue, yellow, and rose light.
It's really pretty and magical. And there's pools of different colored light reflecting down on the snow. And there's ethereal music playing.
The museum's crew decorates this forest every year, making these luminous paths. And they also enlist a composer to make music. We find Bonnie Durbin walking arm in arm through one of the pools of light with her husband, Gil.
They got this music playing, and it's just nice to get away and enjoy the walk together and, you know, get a little peace.
It's cold. I can see my breath in the colored light. There are people everywhere in heavy coats and mittens.
The crunch of the snow. It's just gorgeous. It's just a Christmas scene.
Terry Lowe and her husband, Ralph, are walking close together, keeping each other warm.
Well, we recently had like 2 feet of snow, so all the trees are beautiful. They're all
clean. Chill in the air.
And then you have a nice musical accompaniment.
We walk on deeper into the woods, where more people are gathered, their faces glowing in the light.
So I've come to a place in the forest where a sculptor has woven branches and twigs, and it's kind of like a big, beautiful nest. And then the nest is covered with lights.
It's like mesmerizing, like there's so much to look at once.
Jocelyn Dubree has come with a friend, Skylar Spohr, both bundled against the cold.
It's honestly magical. Like, this place feels blissful.
People just stand, looking, a lot of them holding each other. Outside this circle of light, the woods are black. Wilderness stretches away in every direction, icy and still. But here in the glow, it feels a little like church. Brian Mann, NPR News in Tupper Lake, New York.